This entire gigue is 44 measures long. The first 20 measures are played twice, and then the remaining section is played twice as well. We will refer to the first section as Section A, and then the next section as Section B, and that would be the section that starts at 21 and includes a pickup note from the very end of measure 20. As is my custom, I would like to break this down into 2 to 4 measure sections, and this will be extremely helpful with this piece because we have a lot of counterpoint going on with the left hand. So even though we could learn each hand separately, it would be naive to think that I could teach you the right hand, teach you the left hand, and then you could just throw them together, because that's just not the way it works. But it will help to break each hand down separately just so you can get familiar with the way that it feels, so that when we start putting the two together, you'll intuitively know what feels right and what doesn't feel right just from being very, very familiar with both hands prior. All of that being said, let's start with the first 4 measures. Here they are, including the pickup note. So a couple of things before we get started. This is in G minor, so we will expect all the B's and E's to be flatted. Because this is a gigue, most of these are going to be in what we call compound meter, and that will be things like 3/8, 6/8, 9/8, 12/8, where you have your eighth notes grouped in threes, but they get one beat as a group. So like if I were to count this, 1, 2, 3, 4, and I would count it off 1, 2, 3, but it's written in 12/8. So each pulse of the beat gets 3 counts, and that's our compound meter. And once again, just think of things like 6/8, 9/8, 12/8, and this is 12/8 time. And gigues are most commonly done in that compound meter. So let's take a look at the first couple of measures. They're pretty easy because it's all right hand. Let me just play these 2 measures by themselves. So like I said, this is all right hand until we get to the very last note. So we have the D 2 above middle C with our second finger right hand. Then we'll play the E flat above that, then back down to the D, and then the C. Now that first D was the pickup note. So not until we get to the E flat are we on the first beat. So like that. So that was E flat, D, C for the first beat. The next 3 notes are B flat, A, G. So I will cross over for the B flat with finger 3, then the A below that and the G below that. Then I'll have, and that was F sharp, A, D. And for that I use the 3rd finger for the F sharp, so we'll cross over for it. Then we can play the A above that with the 5th, and then the D below that, which should put you right there at middle C with finger 1. Then we'll cross over to play C, B flat, A. And that's middle C with the 3rd, B flat below that with the 2nd, and then A below that with the 1st. And that's measure 1, including the pickup note. So let me call those notes out one more time. D, E flat, D, C, B flat, A, G, F sharp, A, D, middle C, B flat, A. Then for measure 2, we'll have B flat, D, G. And that was B flat below middle C with the 2nd. We'll cross under to play the D above that with finger 1. Then G above that with finger 4 or 5. Then we'll play the A below middle C with our 1st. Come back to the G above middle C with the 5th. F sharp below that with finger 3. And the reason I want to do that is now I'm going to cross under it to play the G above it with finger 1. Then B flat above that, then down to the A below that with finger 1 again. And once again, I'm just feeding my first finger up behind my fingers to give me more fingers on the right side. So let's go that far again with me calling out the notes. D, E flat, D, C, B flat, A, G, F sharp, A, D, C, B flat, A. B flat, D, G, A, G, F sharp, G, B flat, A. Then all that's left is B flat, D, C. And for this B flat, D, C, I want to go to the second finger for the B flat. This is the B flat above middle C, D above that with the fourth, and then back to C with the third. Now, when we hit this C with the third, this is where the left hand is going to come in, playing the G above middle C with its fourth. So these will hit together. And that gets us through the first two measures. Now let's take a look at measures three and four.